candy once in a while does not cause cavities.
Oh, okay, wait. So sugar does not cause cavities.
Sugar itself does not cause cavities. There are people that eat sugar every single day and they have zero cavities in their mouth, no gum disease or anything like that. It's a combination of the host, which is the type of bacteria you have in your mouth, the environment, is it super acidic, and the sugar and carbs and everything else you feed it. But sugar itself will not cause cavities.
Hey everyone, producer Brian here. Welcome to another episode of The Crown Prince of Brooklyn. Today we're talking about all things bad breath, everything you want to know to have your breath the freshest. Let's get into it.
Ooh, this is a very smelly, stinky topic for some people. Very vulnerable topic.
Let's start with maybe what we don't know about this topic. I think this fresh breath is something everyone wants. It's mm-hmm. intuitive. You know, we get up, we brush our teeth, hopefully we floss. Mm-hmm. But like, how can we have the freshest breath possible?
And the biggest thing is for those that have bad breath, they don't even know they have it. So I want to get into all that.
Okay.
Because a lot of people walking around with bad breath and they don't even know it themselves that they have it.
Okay. So I'm commuting into work or, you know, I'm on my way. Mm-hmm. What's something I could do right now while I'm listening? Just a quick little, check to see how I'm doing.
Like to check if you have bad breath?
Yeah. I'm headed into work right now or headed into
So now season. That we're post COVID, I'll give you, before COVID, there was only one. Now post COVID, there's two.
Okay.
First thing you could do is, as long as your hands are clean, lick the back of your hand, wait around 15 to 30 seconds, let it dry off, and just take a sniff and see if that alerts you in any way.
That kind of tells you where you're at.
But some people are immune to their smell. So, and then you could have your significant other tell you, if you trust, if it's a friend, a family member, you could literally just breathe in their face and they will tell you how they feel. But I think for the most part, people don't understand that bad breath doesn't only come from the mouth. It could come from the gut. It could come from other parts of the body and it stems into the mouth.
Yeah.
So it's not just about putting a mint in it. A lot of people put the mint, you know, chew on gum, and then they think they get rid of bad breath. You guys have to find the underlying cause of why you have bad breath.
Mm-hmm. So is it what we ate the night before or is it what we ate the day of? How does it work if it's like in our gut?
Yes. So if your gut health is not optimum, it could be that the bad bacteria in the stomach is regurgitated up into the throat and into your mouth, and it could lead to that bad odors. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some of the causes of bad breath.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people are listening and they're like, okay, maybe I should be flossing more or brushing more. But that isn't the only thing that could cause bad breath, right? Let's start off with the basics. If you have any type of gum disease, gum inflammation, that could cause bad breath. If you don't brush your tongue, if you don't scrape your tongue, a lot of bacteria on the tongue.
Oh, okay. I want to ask about this. So yes. Tongue scrapers, give me like a best practices. Like, should I have like a wooden utensil? Should it be a toothbrush? Stainless steel? Like, what's your recommendation?
If you're talking about like ideal, probably like a stainless steel one, a metal one, that you scrape down, not up and down, but just down and let it drip into the sink. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most ideal. But for most people that don't have that handy, use a toothbrush and kind of just scrape away your tongue.
Yeah. I'm getting a little more specific here. How far back on the tongue should I go? Like you can see the epiglottis, right?
Yes. I mean, I would say go as far back as you can.
Yeah.
Because the bacteria really doesn't just stop at midway into your tongue. Because you are swallowing those foods, you're drinking those drinks, and it goes all the way to the back of the tongue. So as far as you can, honestly, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a really good practice because a lot of bacteria diseases start from the tongue and the mouth. So the cleaner you have it, the better your overall health is going to be.
Okay. So assuming I'm using like, let's say a stainless steel scraper.
Yes.
Scraping from the back to the front. Mm-hmm. Is it a lot of pressure, light pressure? I mean, there's a lot of little taste buds on the tongue,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You kind of want like medium pressure. It's medium pressure that really doesn't mean anything through a podcast. You really would want to go to your dentist and hygienist and have them show you exactly what that pressure is like. I know a lot of people think that the harder you brush and the harder you scrape, the cleaner you're going to be, but you're going to remove layers and layers of derm and the hair follicles, and you could kind of lose taste as well if you're using something really sharp. So it's a the proper way of using it, there's always going to be the better way of using it. Mm-hmm. And the only way to know if you're doing it properly is having your dentist or hygienist see you doing it in action in real time, and they'll guide you, or they should guide you.
Another question. So what should it look like? Should we have like that bubblegum tongue? There's a little bit of coloration, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, in the morning, the mouth most of the time is dry from sleeping. If you didn't brush your tongue the night before, it could start to have discoloration.
Like a little white coat or something.
White coat. Yeah. Either some people have moldiness. People that smoke have like a dark tar over it. Depends what you ate the night before if you didn't brush your teeth. So the tongue could harbor a lot of interesting things.
Mm-hmm. So are we scraping until it looks like that clean pink tongue, or does it matter?
I would say if you could at least scrape it a few times down, that should be enough.
3 to 6 times.
We could say 3 to 6 times, yeah.
Okay.
And especially if you're doing it often enough, every day 3 to 6 times, you're going to be in a really good place.
Oh, every day we should be scraping 3 to 6 times?
Yes.
Okay. So like maybe morning, noon, night, that kind of idea.
No, 3 to 6 times like at a session. So okay. Like scraping down one time, scraping down a second time.
Okay.
Third time.
What's your prescription though? Is it morning and night?
For scraping the tongue, I would say you could do once a day. For those overzealous people, you could do twice a day when you're brushing and flossing. You mm-hmm. could do it twice a day. I think once a day is a good habit to have.
When do you scrape? Morning or night?
It also varies. So I probably do majority of the time. It varies of what I ate the night before or how I think my breath smells. What I do is kind of disgusting when I floss. And I actually encourage you guys to do the same thing. When you floss, smell what comes out between your teeth to see how far along you are from bad breath. Mm-hmm. And especially if I smell something that I don't like, I will start scraping it right away.
Yeah.
Want to make sure.
Yeah. I want to just dig a little bit deeper into this mm-hmm. food thing. So you're saying it depends on the night. So if you have maybe like spicy Thai food, you know,
right.
Or something with a lot of garlic or onions, mm-hmm. that's going to be totally different from.
Yeah. So if you want to like get rid of it as soon as possible, then obviously in the evening you want to scrape your tongue okay. and brush and floss. So to go back, gum disease could give you a bad breath. Your tongue could give you bad breath. Cavities, a sign of cavities is bad breath, the bacteria between your teeth. Cavities could cause bad breath. Also, moving back into the mouth, your tonsils could cause bad breath. That's why rinsing with either warm salt water or alcohol-free mouthwash or coconut oil will help soothe the back of the throat and kill some of that bacteria. Some people have tonsil stones, which could cause a lot of bad breath. Mm-hmm. Viruses could come from the tonsils.
Yeah, let me ask you about mouthwash, because there's heavy advertising for, you know, brands like Listerine or Scope, mm-hmm. and they're heavy alcohol based. Good idea, mouthwash, or bad idea?
I think mouthwash is a great idea as long as it's not heavily alcohol based.
Mm-hmm. What does the alcohol do?
It dries up the mouth. So the drier your mouth is, the more likely you are to have bad breath and cause gum disease and cavities. Also, for those that are mouth breathers and wake up in the morning with a dry mouth, you want to always drink a cup of water in the morning. No lemon water, just a regular cup of water. Neutralize the dryness and acidity in the mouth. And then, you know, brush and floss and so forth. So dry mouth could cause bad breath as well. Sometimes during the day, we're super active. Some people have high anxiety that could cause dry mouth. And that could also turn into bad breath.
Yeah. I heard something on the internet somewhere, you know, don't believe everything you read, but I want to ask the doctor.
Go for it.
That this mouthwash, whether it's like alcohol based or not, sort of kills all the good bacteria. So can you talk about the good bacteria versus bad bacteria? Because we don't want to kill all the bacteria.
Right. So I think the mouthwashes that have a heavy dose of alcohol, that kind of kills most of the bacteria, mm-hmm. including the good bacteria. So the more holistic mouthwashes, maybe the ones that have like aloe and coconut oil and things like that, soothe the mouth, kill some of the bacteria and kind of keeps you with that good bacteria in the mouth.
What's a simple definition of good bacteria versus bad? Like, what does it do for us? The good stuff.
Okay. So the bad stuff is what causes your gum inflammation, cavities, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the good bacteria is what keeps your microbiome from the mouth to the gut at a healthy pace where it could kill its own bacteria. And also it helps fight problems from, it helps prevent problems from happening. Mm-hmm. It helps coat the lining of your stomach, helps coat the lining of your throat, the tongue, and all those things.
Mm-hmm. And how about if you're like a chronic gum chewer, you like to chew gum all the time, or because gum, it keeps you salivating, right?
That's true.
It keeps
you, So for those that have dry mouth, chewing, not all the time, because then you're going to get some TMJ problems, some facial muscle problems.
So what is TMJ for those who don't know?
Temporal mandibular joint. Mm-hmm. It's the joint that helps you open and close your mouth, and chewing bubblegum all the time could create inflammation in that area, and which could cause headaches and neck pains and mm-hmm. things like that.
It's the same kind of thing like when you clench your teeth at
exactly.
night, right?
Exactly. So chewing gum all the time is not a great idea, but if you're chewing sugar-free gum, it can help stimulate saliva, which could help neutralize the bacteria and acidity in the mouth, which helps prevent cavities. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to prevent cavities and gum disease and stuff like that. So the tonsils could cause bad breath. And then moving on like towards the stomach, GI problems, stomach problems, kidney problems, even lung problems could have signs in the mouth and could cause bad breath too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point. So all of these little things, like it starts with bad breath, could be signals of something bigger, mm-hmm. whether it's, receding gums, some sort of gum disease,
right.
cavities, an infection, mm-hmm. Either in your tooth or in your gut. We should be paying attention to these signals, not ignoring them.
No.
Or trying to brush over it with chewing gum all the time.
You don't want to mask a problem. You want to find the underlying cause.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so important to see your dentist and hygienist on a routine basis, because they could catch things early. And if you go to a dentist or hygienist that really cares, they're going to ask certain questions to see what's the cause, what's the primary cause of your bad breath. Mm-hmm. Because it's not necessary, again, it's not necessarily just from the mouth, and you want to catch things early. The earlier you catch things, the healthier you're going to be and the more cost-effective it's going to be.
What do you say to people that would say, I brush my teeth, a couple times a day, that's fine, but I don't like to floss. I never floss. The gaps between my teeth are so tight that right. food doesn't get stuck in there.
Yes.
I don't need to floss.
I honestly would prefer patients to floss more and not even brush, because I believe that most of the diseases and problems in the mouth actually stem between the teeth. A lot of the gum disease stems between the teeth. A lot of the cavities start between the teeth. Flossing is an essential part of your hygiene. It could be a game changer. And the patients that get it. And the ones that learn later on in life regret not doing it earlier on. It's a technique.
Yeah.
What
kind of floss do you recommend? There's been talks recently of these parabens and different things in the floss.
That's right. So there's different flosses. The one that I prefer and I've been using, and this is not a sponsored ad, is Coco Floss. It has like thin little spongy filament, and I feel like it actually grabs on. It's like a sponge that grabs onto the bacteria, and it helps remove whatever's in between my teeth. I used to use the Glide. Maybe Glide is good for people that have really tight contacts. So it all depends on what works. There's something called a water pick that a lot of my patients like to use. These are all tools. As long as you're using something to get rid of the bacteria and the plaque and whatever else is in the mouth, that's mm-hmm. the most important.
When are we going to get an original Dr. Daniel product out here?
We are working on that currently because, doing the research of all these different products, it lacks a certain amount of high quality health benefits. And we're very close to launching and sharing it with the audience. And I'm so, so excited because it's been a couple of years in the making, and I know what difference high quality products could do in someone's life. It's all about prevention, and these products will help prevent a lot of problems. Just this morning, my new patient was telling me like, man, I brush my teeth and I still have a full mouth of cavities and my breath smells. And then, I start asking him questions and I'm listening to how he's speaking, and he sounds very nasally. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, like, do you have like a deviated septum? He goes, oh, my doctor said that I have allergies, but I think I have a deviated septum because I can never breathe through my nose. So for those that can't breathe through their nose, I know they're breathing through their mouth because you have to breathe one way or another. And the more you breathe through the mouth, the more likely your mouth is going to be dry. And now you have you're more likely to have cavities. And this young kid, he's like 22 years old, has a mouth full of cavities. Mm. He's like, yeah, I eat candy once in a while. I think that's what it is. Candy once in a while does not cause cavities.
Oh, okay, wait. So sugar does not cause cavities.
Sugar itself does not cause cavities. There are people that eat sugar every single day and they have zero cavities in their mouth, no gum disease or anything like that. It's a combination of the host, which is the type of bacteria you have in your mouth, the environment, is it super acidic, and the sugar and the carbs and everything else you feed it. But sugar itself will not cause cavities. So anyways, so then I had to break it to this young gentleman that it's very important for him to get his nose checked, because the more he's breathing through his mouth, even if we fix those cavities, he's going to get new cavities that are going to arise. So it's about understanding and finding the underlying problem of what your bad breath, or why do you have bad breath?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes me think or be reminded how everything's connected, you know, ears, nose, throat.
That's right.
Gut, you
know. That's right.
And, you know, how you talked about in the last podcast, how even the nerve endings of the teeth extend into our major organs, like our heart, and, you know, how it affects our nervous system and up into our brain and brains, yes. You know.
I mean, there's studies that show that gum disease is related to heart disease. Gum disease has to do with diabetes. Gum disease has to do with...
it affects our sex life too.
Everything. Right? The mouth is the gateway for the rest of the body.
Yeah.
It's the gateway for the rest of your health. I don't know if you mentioned this, but a couple obvious things that could cause bad breath is smoking cigarettes, smoking marijuana, even those e-cigarettes. Besides the fact that they have their own, you know, the cigarettes have the nicotine and the tar in it and so forth. The smoking, the e-cigarettes could dry up your mouth. They have other chemicals in there that could cause you to have less saliva in your mouth.
Well, then plus the heavy metals, right? With vaping, it's just not
exactly
good.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about coffee versus tea? Is one better than the other?
In terms of bad breath?
Yeah.
I don't think one is better than the other. I think that it's how you handle your hygiene afterwards that matters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to like the order of operations to brushing. So if I have a really spicy meal.
Okay, so let's think about it. So you're eating something spicy.
An Italian dish, heavy garlic, heavy onion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Heavy garlic, heavy onion.
Yeah. So spaghetti with meatballs or something.
We're in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Okay.
We have all the Italians around us. You could smell the garlic and onions in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, I want to eat the meal, enjoy the meal. Yes. Do I immediately brush and floss?
Do not immediately brush your teeth after you eat.
Why not?
Because your mouth, again, is in an acidic form. Your mouth is the start of the digestion for the rest of the body. The mouth starts with the saliva that has acid, and it starts to break down the food in the mouth. So while your mouth is in this acidic form, breaking down the food, if you brush your teeth, you'll start to scratch your enamel. It's the perfect environment for your enamel to be thinner, softer, and then once you scrape it, you start scratching it. What you really want to do is, after you eat something like that, is to rinse your mouth with water alone, mm-hmm. Drink some water, and then you could also have those Listerine strips.
Okay. And how long after we eat?
And after 30 minutes to an hour, then you can brush your teeth.
So it's like the rule for going swimming.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, don't go swimming immediately after you eat. Yeah. Give it 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
So same thing for brushing your teeth.
Exactly.
Okay.
And for those people that are swimmers in chlorine pools, I've seen a lot of those people that have their teeth eroded from the chlorine.
Huh.
So it's just a little side note that if you are an active swimmer in a pool that has chlorine, there's a high chance that it is eroding your enamel. So you want to always be on the proactive side when it comes to that. Be on the proactive side of your oral health and enamel and, you know, taking care of your teeth. So I hope that we answered a lot of your questions in regards to the bad breath. Bad breath is a stinky topic, but I hope we made it a fresher one today. If you guys have any other questions about bad breath, oral health, or anything in that regard, hit me up on Instagram @dr_Rubenstein. If you're not following me, follow me. I'll be more than happy to help answer that. And if you have any questions that you want us to answer on this podcast, the Crown Prince of Brooklyn, DM us.
Yeah, reach out and we'll get back to you. We love your questions. Keep them coming. Anyway, great episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Stay healthy, stay fresh, and see you on the next episode.